I thank you in advance, Lord God. I worship you. I praise you. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, title of the message, When It's God, It Just Works.
Amen.
I just want to share a little bit of the trip down to Florida when I helped Pastor move down. God was all up in it. I saw that everything that Pastor did, everything he was involved in, it just flowed. And I asked God why. He said because he consults him. He would ask God, what do I do now? He wouldn't move until God said to move. He wouldn't speak until God says speak. When God says say this, he would say this. When God says, okay, it's time to pack up and go, he packed up and went. And that's why everything that Pastor was involved in flowed. And I want to share a little bit about that. The pillar of fire. In Exodus 13:21-22, it says, by day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Once we got on the road to head down to Miami, first thing we saw when we looked up, when we got onto the, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, was a big, bright moon. It was so beautiful, full moon, and Pastor made a point to really say, wow, look at that. So that's like our pillar of fire guiding us all the way down to Florida, letting him know, letting his son know, you're doing a good thing, that he's on the right path. And it's funny because we saw the moon the whole time. At first it was to our left and I wanted to take a picture of it. But I was like, it's to the left, I couldn't even really get a good shot. And it just moved in front of us. So like, oh, you want a good shot? There you go, take a picture. So that I thought that was pretty cool. It was, that was a God move. That was a God move. The moon was there the whole time till daybreak, and the clouds started coming out. And I was like, man, these clouds are in the way. I can't see the moon. But then I read the scripture, and it's like, okay, well, the pillar of fire will guide you at night. The pillar of clouds will guide you during the day. And I was like, oh, the clouds are there guiding us, right? So we get to Miami, we get to the apartment building, and we got there early because out of a favor for me, Pastor said, okay, we can go early. I asked him if we can go early. I'll get into that later. But we got there a day early. He was supposed to move in April 1st. We got there March 30th. But they said he could move in on March 31st, not the 30th. But I was like, all right, he'll be able to, they'll just let him in, right? We got there, they said, no, you cannot move your things in today. you would have to wait for the next day. And I felt bad because I asked him if we can go early. And now he has all this equipment in his car. You can't just leave that in the car overnight. So I was like, all right, God, help me, help him. So I prayed and I asked, first I asked Pastor if it's okay if I spoke to the woman who was in, who was having him fill out the paperwork. And he said, okay, I already asked. She said, no. I said, okay. So then I prayed. I was like, okay, God, what do I say? So I actually asked God what to say. I didn't ask God if it was okay for us to leave a day early because I had something to do. I asked God later on, after the fact, after I messed up, made a bad decision, then I asked God, What can I say? What should I say? So then he told me to just be honest and talk to the lady. So I went up to her and I said, out of a favor for me, he came all the way down here a day early, all the way from New York, all the way from Pennsylvania. Is there anything that you can do? And all of a sudden she remembered, oh yeah, there's a back room here that we keep locked right behind the front desk. He can leave his things there, right? And I'm like, okay, all you have to do is ask God, right? So he didn't have to leave all his things in the car overnight. We got to leave it there, and he was able to move in the next day. Now, another thing, he had this one apartment. There was this one apartment. It was a nice apartment. They said it was 800 square feet. It wasn't 800 square feet. Pastor knows. The pastor's like, I'm a contractor. I know. That's not 800 square feet. It was like 400. How do you go from 400 square feet to listing it as 800 square feet? So he walked in, and he was going to say something, but God said, no, don't say anything yet. He was listening. He was obedient to what God said. And because of that, until after the fact, until he signed, then God said, speak. So he said, can you just double check the square footage on this apartment? I don't think it's 800 square feet. So they checked. It wasn't. So then, because of his obedience, God looked out. He is now in this beautiful apartment, which is 2 times bigger. The view is amazing. You have the beautiful view of the, some of y'all have been there, you've seen it. You have the view of the pool, which barely anybody's ever there. And if you look to the side, you have the view of the bay. It is so beautiful. God really provided. Why? Because he asked God first. Because he listened to God's instruction. Because he was obedient in this year of obedience, prosperity in obedience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pastor also asked, God asked Pastor to look out for Nellie when she was going to get her apartment. He spoke on Nellie's behalf to the landlords and was able to get her that apartment. God said, look out for her, I'm going to look out for you. He helped her furnish the apartment. He helped her change the locks. He helped her, however, pots, whatever you need. He was available. He made himself available. And look at what God is doing right now for him. God had somebody speak on his behalf so that he can have that apartment. God had somebody furnish the apartment for him. Furniture that was supposed to be maybe $10,000 only cost him $2,500. Fully furnished. God looked out. God definitely looked out. He said, you're going to look out for me. You're going to look out for my daughter. I'm going to look out for you. Even goes as far as Pastor was talking to us about when he was homeless. There was a time when he was homeless. And God said, I need you to take care of your family. I need you to watch over your family. Forget about your dream. Put your dream aside. He had a dream of being in the music industry. Put that aside. Lay your flesh down. Die to self. Take care of your family. And he did that. He did that. And can you imagine putting something that you love aside and not pursuing it, putting it aside because God said, he said, well, all right, well, you said so, so I'm going to do it. That has always been what Pastor would do. I think he started to say it last year, maybe the year before. I want God's yes to be my yes. I want God's no to be my no. I want God's stop to be my stop. I want God's go to be my go. I want that too.
Yeah.
I want that too. Yeah. So, I spoke to you about the wonderful things that Pastor was involved in. Let's talk about the things that I was involved in. Not so wonderful, not so peaceful. So, I mentioned that I asked Pastor if we can go a day early. I asked him if we can go a day early because I want to go buy a coat. I want to buy a coat for someone. And I looked in Pennsylvania, I looked in Jersey, I looked in New York, I did not find it. But we're going down to Florida. Let me look and see, maybe they have it in Florida. I called up the store in Florida. They had it. So I said, okay, thank God, they have it. So then I asked Pastor if we can go early. He said, okay, fine, that's fine. So when we got to the mall, this is a brand new mall, huge mall, whole lot of entrances. Never been there before in Florida. First of all, in hot, sunny Florida, why would they have that coat?
Right?
First of all, you know that's God, because there's no reason why they should have a thick down coat in Florida. So I was like, all right. So we got there. We got to the mall. I have 15 minutes left before the mall closes. So I'm running. I'm on the phone with the person from the store. I'm like, please, I've never been here before. I'm from New York. Please help me. I need to find your store so I can get this coat. I have 15 minutes. I can't go the next day because I have to run to the airport in the morning. And the store will be closed at that time. So the guy's on the phone with me. He's guiding me. He's like, all right, go into Burlington. I run into Burlington. And then I'm like, okay, where's the other entrance to the inside of the mall? And I run there, I'm running. And then finally he hears a baby crying. I hear the baby crying. He's like, all right, I hear the baby crying. You're almost there. Running, sweating, trying to get to the store. Made it with 2 minutes to spare. Running, sweating, people. Everything that Pastor was involved in, peace. There's no running, no sweating. There was peace the whole time. Why? Because he consulted God first. He asked God what to do. He didn't move until God said move. I, on the other hand, I just thought, okay, this is my plan. This is what we're going to do. All right, we're going to call Florida. We're going to go there. We're going to run around and sweat till we get there with just 2 minutes to spare. That was my plan. That wasn't God's plan. I didn't ask God. I should have asked God. Had I asked God, he probably would have said, maybe you shouldn't book your flight for the next morning. Maybe you should wait for the evening. Or maybe you should wait for 2 days later or however many days. I didn't ask God. So because I didn't, I was running and sweating. But I made it by God's grace. All things were together for the good. All things were together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. So thank God for grace. But with all that to say, I don't want to be running around sweating, trying to get things done when all I could do is just sit, be still, and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Do you even want me to get that coat? Do you even want me to whatever? I won't look at anyone, but that coat has history. Hold on to that. But yeah, so God is awesome. God is awesome. I also want his yes to be my yes. His no to be my no. His stop to be my stop. And his go to be my go. I just want to be obedient. And we have such a great example in Pastor. We get to see what happens when you say, whatever you say, God, I will do. I have made a lot of bad decisions. I don't need to get into all that, right? Because at the same time, I don't want this to become about me, you know, to make things about me. Because that whole trip, when things didn't work out, it's because I was trying to make things about me. I was trying to take over, and it's not about me. It's about God and what he wants. Yeah. There are times when I wouldn't stop, as I mentioned, I wouldn't stop and ask God what he wanted me to do. But I want to. I want to stop and I want to say, God, what do you want me to do right now? do you even want me to go through these, this 7-page letter that I wrote? You know, whatever it is that you want me to say, then that's what I will say.
Amen.
Whatever, thank you. Whatever it is that you want me to do, that's what I want to do. I want God's yes to be my yes. I want God's no to be my no. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Another version says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. I got to witness what happens when you do just that, when you let God make your path straight. In this year of prosperity and obedience, I want God to take pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Of his servant, you guys. I just want to be obedient. Not only do I want to be obedient, I choose to be obedient. It's a decision. I choose to be obedient just because God says so. I put my trust in God. He is my refuge, my fortress, in whom I trust. And because I do that, he will look out for me. He'll protect me. He'll cover me. He'll guide me. He'll do all that for you too. Give God a chance to show off a little bit. God is good. God is so good. I trust God in everything. I want to trust God in everything. I choose to trust God in everything. I want it to just flow the way I got to witness it. And it will flow because I'm going to say, whatever you want, God, is what I want. Whatever you say to do, that's what I'm going to do. If you say, stop this and go there, I'm going to stop that and go there, just because you said so. I trust you, Lord God. I choose to obey you, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way. You be glorified in my life. You be glorified in everything I do. I pray that we all make that stand today, Lord God. I pray that we all make that decision, Lord God, to obey you, whatever the circumstance, whatever it looks like in the natural, whatever it may feel like we're letting go of. We choose to obey you just because you said so. Thank you, Lord God, for using us for your glory. We make ourselves available to you. Whatever it is that you want us to do, we will do. Whatever it is that you want us to say, we will say.
Hallelujah.
You be glorified. We choose today, in this year of prosperity and obedience, to just obey you. And just because we obey, we will prosper. But first and foremost, we will obey. That prosperity is just a bonus. We obey. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.